From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we're following this week. Campfire restrictions remain in effect throughout the Superior National Forest. Gunflint Ranger District Dennis Knightsky reports that open campfires will not be allowed in the National Forest, including the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The Department of Natural Resources has tightened campfire restrictions on all state lands. Campfires will not be allowed at non-designated campsites and other remote locations. This will impact shore lunches, dispersed campsites, day hikes, and backpacking trips on both state and federal lands. Knightsky told Cook County Commissioners Tuesday the forest was at level 3 danger. If conditions worsen, the level could be raised to 4, in which case no open fires at all would be permitted. He said current conditions are at record dryness levels, exceeding danger level records set in 2007 at the time of the Ham Lake fire. The county has the statutory option to impose stricter fire regulations than those imposed by the state or federal government if the county believes conditions to be more severe locally. According to Commissioner Bob Fenwick, that option has been exercised in the past. Knightsky and Sheriff Mark Falk agreed that a single warm front with wind could push conditions to level 4. Campfires are still permitted in designated fire receptacles at residences, dwellings, campgrounds, and resorts if they are no larger than 3 feet in diameter and 3 feet in height. Gas and propane stoves are also allowed. In addition, fireworks are prohibited outside municipalities due to their volatile explosive nature. In addition, state fire wardens are not issuing burning permits.
Cook County Commissioners had to dip into a special fund to balance part of its budget for the year. County program aid and market value credits were reduced when Governor Tim Pawlenty signed a budget law sent to him by the legislature on April 1st. On Tuesday, the county board voted to move $197,000 of payment in lieu of taxes, or PILT funds, into its program aid account in order to bring it back up to the $275,500 budgeted for 2010. PILT is federal money paid to the county in lieu of taxes on lands within the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The county's program aid budget is based on a state aid formula. In January, the governor unallotted $149,500, and the new legislation reduced that by another $47,500. In addition, legislation reduced the county's market value credits reimbursement from $70,200 to zero. According to Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers, the county has lost $267,388 in expected aid this year.
A crowd of about 25 gathered on the steps of the Cook County Courthouse Thursday for the second annual Tax Day Tea Party. The local event began with the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by singing the Star-Spangled Banner. Participants were encouraged to express their thoughts and concerns on local, state, and national issues. Topics such as health care reform, federal stimulus funds, bank bailouts, and the deficit have been the meat of Tea Party gatherings all year. Local Tea Party organizer Ray Pipo began with a quote from a founding father.
And Patrick Henry, the patriot who said, "Give me liberty or give me death," said, "Bad men cannot make good citizens. It is impossible that a nation of infidels or idolaters should be a nation of free men. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience, is incompatible with freedom. It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ."
The discussion quickly turned to the national debt. Grand Marais resident Tom Crosby linked the debt to the meaning of the word mortgage.
$12.4 plus trillion dollars this morning. Okay, that's what basically the government has mortgaged this country at to this point. And the word mortgage, since my wife is French-Canadian, she reminded me that the word mortgage is French, meaning death pledge. Well, that's what this government has got, a death pledge of $12.4 trillion for us. And the only thing we can do about that is try our darndest to get, you know, Republican or Democrat, whoever absolutely will chisel away at that thing and get it down.
He then went on to caution listeners about the use of the 1% sales tax.
They will borrow money to set up, to build $10 million of various infrastructures up here. They will bond, and it will cost us $25 million when it's all said and done in 25 years or more. And then we'll have new infrastructure in place that we have no ability to pay for now. And do not let these people fool you into thinking they need to enlarge this courthouse, they need to enlarge anything in this county. We need to downsize everything, okay? We really do. And we need to get in there, and we need to be polite, and we need to tell them, I know you think you're doing good, but the best thing you can do is stop putting burdens on us.
The Tea Party movement takes their name from the Boston Tea Party of 1773, where they claim patriots challenged an unresponsive government which chose not to listen to the genuine concerns of the people. An alternative group called the Coffee Party movement has sprung up across the country, although not locally. They claim that, on the contrary, the federal government is not the enemy of the people. The local Tax Day Tea Party was organized by citizens concerned for life, liberty, family, and country in Grand Marais.
There was some good news to report at the monthly meeting of the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, or EDA, on Tuesday. EDA Housing Coordinator Nancy Grabko was pleased to announce that Cook County has been reinstated on a joint Cook-Lake County Small Cities Development Program grant for housing rehabilitation funds. This comes after Cook County was unexpectedly removed from the joint grant application late last year, a major blow to the housing program at the time. Thanks to the reinstatement, the housing program in Cook County will now be able to fully fund 10 home rehab projects within the next 15 months. For more on the story, visit WTIP.org.
Allowing all-terrain vehicles on county gravel roads this past year has been a success. According to Sheriff Mark Falk and County Attorney Tim Scannell, any violations that took place were not as a result of the year-old ordinance. The U.S. Forest Service is close to announcing its revised plan for ATVs on forest roads. Gunflint District Ranger Dennis Knightsky said he was at Tuesday's county board meeting to listen and get a feel for how the ordinance was working. Legal challenges to the Superior National Forest ATV plan have delayed implementation, Knightsky said, but the issue is back on the table. An environmental impact study on possible air pollution in the BWCAW as a result of ATV traffic near the wilderness has proved negligible, he said. A public hearing will be set for 9 a.m. at the county board meeting of May 25th. At that time, commissioners will consider making the ordinance permanent, looking at allowing ATVs on county roads within the city of Grand Marais, and extending shoulder riding to paved county roads.
Visitors and residents alike may have noticed some changes to area businesses. World's Best Donuts added on to its current building this winter, increasing its kitchen capacity. Co-owner Stacy Hawkins says she's looking forward to having a brand new kitchen with new plumbing. The construction project also included a new exit door to help ease customer congestion both into and out of the building. Hawkins says they plan to open for business on May 15th, providing construction is complete. The Angry Trout is working to finish an expansion project that adds 5 indoor dining tables to the restaurant. Owner Barb Levine says she's looking forward to the added capacity.
In years past, if we couldn't seat anybody outside, we only had 15 tables inside, and so we'd actually send a server home and send a dishwasher home and kind of reduce the staff, and then the waits get longer and blah, 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 you know. So we added a little kind of a porch dining room onto the east side, which you can see as you drive by.
Levine says the best part of the project has been working with so many different local businesses and contractors.
To me, that's the fun of it, is all these personalities and interesting people you get to meet, and the jobs that they do and the excellent work that they do. And so I came up with 24 different organizations, and some of those have 3 or 4 employees that would have come down and worked. So, and I'm sure I'm missing a few.
So. The Angry Trout will be open for the season on April 29th. The Arrowhead Pharmacy, which currently closes for the weekend Saturdays at 1 p.m., is expanding its hours. Starting May 1st, the pharmacy will be open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturdays and from noon to 4 on Sundays. In addition to the expanded weekend hours, the pharmacy has been remodeling its interior. The Grammarie Farmers Market is also getting bigger this year. The city recently approved the use of 20 additional parking spaces in its downtown lot, allowing the market to incorporate new vendors. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Jay Anderson.